早上好，很高兴再一次能跟大家在一起，在这样一个美好的雨天。我曾经有一个学生找到我，为什么基督徒要读这本叫圣经的东西，总不断的读？难道你第一次就没有读懂吗？我告诉他，因为有些人是可以一直在读一个东西，但是永远不知道书中讲的是什么。
That means growing spiritually. So, what do you actually know about this book we call the Bible?
我告诉他，你到底从这本书中你学到了什么？
Or the words of a few persons from history. Have you heard that before? I have.
这真的是上帝的话吗？还是几个从古时候留下来的话呢？这本书是真的对你很有价值的吗？或者这只不过是一个让学术界跟一些牧师们讨论用的东西而已呢？对基督教和圣经的真实性，由我们需要一个新的基本看法。
But he preached because it was good income for a college student that he was good at. You see, people can know this and not have a clue about what it means or what it means to change their lives.
人们可以一直在读圣经，但是他们有可能完全还是不了解这本书的真实的意义，以及这本书能给他们生活带来怎样的变化。
You're approaching it just like every other man does and every other woman does, reading some words before you. So, here's your problem. If you take away the Bible, then you take away an entire message that we believe comes from God himself.
排除，你就等于基本上把基督徒讯息全部都排除了。然而，今天仍然有许多人对于圣经的认识是混淆不清的。根据最近一项调查，42%的美国人说，他们相信圣经就是用逐字记录收集起来的上帝的话。然而，近一半的美国人认为，圣经对于他们来是太难了解的，或是跟他们的日常生活搭不上关系的。圣经真的是很难理解的，因此在很少有人实际上在研读他们认定是上帝的话的时候，他们能够真正明白这本书的含义。
They claim, however, to embrace the Word of God. So clearly, there's a discrepancy between actually what we say believe and true beliefs as demonstrated by our actions. So this message is designed.
然后我们行为所反映出来的真实信仰跟我们所宣告的信念之间并不完全相同。
Christians believe about the Bible. So first of all, before we actually start, we need to clarify.
这个讲道就是在探讨基督徒对于圣经的信念。市面上有很多书名使我们使用到我们在这个标题当中的 Bible。市面上有美貌圣经、淡水渔夫圣经、高尔夫圣经，甚至烹饪圣经。我们不是要谈这些书。
There's a cooking Bible, and then for Christians, there's an English Bible, a Greek Bible, a Hebrew Bible, a Latin Bible, an Orthodox Bible. I can write down the list for you. A whole bunch of different Bibles.
有各种各样不同的名叫圣经的书。
Bible really means just a book or collections of books regarding as something with authority. So a fisherman's Bible would be.
圣经这个词是指 被认为是非常有权威的一本或者是一些书，像《美女圣经》和《愚人圣经》这样的书籍，在标题中使用“圣经”一词，声称他们是该特定主题的标准权威。我最近听到一家地方报纸宣告说，如果你的宗教是运动，那么我们报纸就是你的圣经，就是你的 Bible。就基督教信仰的话题而言，没有任何其他一本书会比基督徒的圣经更具有权威性。基督教圣经，我在这里指的是泛称新教的圣经，是由一部涵盖前后1500年之间的40多位不同作者，透过3种不同的语言——希伯来语、阿拉伯语，还有接近腓尼基语跟希伯来语的一种北闪族语写下来的，分成旧约跟新约两大部分，包含66册不同书籍的不同书籍的页书，但它显示出一套有关上帝对人类的计划和目的的信息。今天听起来像是一门在大学教书的课，今天我们真的要学习一些东西。
Like for instance, again, why do you read this? Don't you get it the first time? You see, people don't understand it is more than just words on a piece of paper. 39 books make up the Old Testament was written.
39本书构成了大约公元前1500年至公元前400年之间写成的旧约，从创世纪开始，以马拉基结尾。
400 BC, bunch of different people.And it started with the book of Genesis, and in our Protestant, in the order that we have Bible, it ends with what book? Old Testament? Hey, there you go. That's good. We got a nail on that one. So the Old Testament and the Hebrew Bible contain these 39 books, although they're listed in different orders.
基督教旧约和犹太圣经按不同的顺序列出相同的39本书。
And also, they may not be listed in the order of the time frame they were written. That bothers people too. Someday I'll teach about why.
罗马天主教会在其旧约中还包括15个其他著作，称为隐藏的书。罗马天主教会在大约500年前，在特伦特会议中，把旧约圣经纳入这些书。但是在天主教会成立后的最初的1500年间，这些所谓的隐藏的书被认为是良好的灵修文学，但不是圣经的一部分。
Maccabees, Tobit, Bell and the Dragon, Susanna, Judith, you ever heard of those books? They're all books in the Apocrypha. I'll teach you sometime why they weren't included.So, in the New Testament, 27 books make them up, and they were written over a 50-year span. And they deal with the life of Christ, his birth, his life, his death, resurrection, and the beginning of the church. What book in the New Testament talks about the beginning of the New Testament church?
构成新约的27本书是在前后至少50年期间内写的。他们记载着耶稣基督的诞生、生命、死亡和复活。基督教会的开始，并且指示出如何活出跟随耶稣基督的生命。如果你拿着圣经这本书，应该是像一面镜子一样。你看着这本书，你看着镜子，你看到了什么？你应该看到你自己。
Don't you hate those magnification mirrors? I hate them. I mean, they just make you really look like you. Which is scary. It shows every flaw in the world. So why?
看着镜子的时候，你会看到你所有的瑕疵在你，在你的影像当中，能看得出很多脸上不完美的地方。我真的不想看着我镜子中的自己。我想，所以说圣经真的是在某些方面真的是告诉了我们的自己到底是什么样子的。用文学类型的观点来说，圣经包含历史、诗歌、幽默、寓言、浪漫、信件、传记、歌曲、期刊、建议、法律和故事。它是所有超越时代的最畅销书，有些部分已经被翻译成超过了2000种不同的语言。所以当我说圣经就是在指这些66本书，它一开始就一直是基督教信仰的基础。我们有超过30种不同的圣经英文译本可供我们使用。你现在在用什么？我现在用的是新国际版的英文圣经，虽然也有古老的詹姆斯国王版以及其他的一些版本。24%的美国人拥有至少有5本圣经。好，这样我们回到之前的问题，基督徒相信圣经什么？我们将通过提摩太前书第三章第16节看看关于这些话题的四个关键概念。现在我介绍另外一个词，神圣的文字著作。摩门教有一本书叫《摩门经》，然后伊斯兰有《可兰经》，印度教有《国家梵经》。圣经对我们基督徒来说是一本神圣隐秘的书。这些神圣的著作都被称之为是神呼吸过的。现在一些英文翻译时，这些词意为灵感来自于上帝，但这并不完全准确，因为灵感一词也意味着把空气吹进去，仿佛上帝看着世界上所有不同的宗教书籍，然后选择把空气吹入圣经。但是这个词意味着吹出来的，而不是吹进去，而且这个词的重点是上帝的气息就是圣经的来源或者是起源。上帝呼吸过，这一根本特征就是在说圣经是有用的。这个词的意思就是实用和有益。我在想另外一个词表示相关的，在这里也表达这个意思，因为圣经对我们的生活来说非常的实用，和我们的生活非常的相关。这个相关性可以在表达，可以在四个领域来表达，一个是一个在正义的教导、反驳、矫正和训练这样的四个方面来表达反映出来。第一，教导注重在圣经给我们生活方面的指导， 我们先要有学习的态度来读圣经，因为只有想要学习的人才可能被教导。你可以一直去背诵一些东西，那第二天你在考试的时候，但有可能你之后什么都不记得了。我的希望是读我们的圣经需要有一定的实用性，并且让他能够对你的生活有益。怎么样成为一个好的配偶，好的父母，甚至怎么样做生意。
Now, I'm going to just break it down and make it more easy. It's confronting our wrong ideas about life. This assumes that many of us carry around different misconceptions and distortions about God, about ourselves, and that we have about life and those things.
反驳听起来有点，第二点现在是我们在讲反驳。反驳听起来有点过分，但实际上只是对我们生活的错误观念的纠正。这就是假设我们所有人对上帝、对我们自己以及生活态度都有错误观念和错误的理解的地方。例如，如果我们以钱的多少来衡量一个人的生命是否成功，而圣经则是以一个人对上帝的信实来衡量成功，那么我们的成功标准就被指责了。我需要改变我的定义，以符合上帝的定义。我现在问题是，你
Man, I wander off course all the time. You ever go hiking on trails and all of a sudden the trails disappear and you're in the middle of the woods and you can't find the trail? That's a little scary. I'm wandering off course.
你在你的人生当中有有质疑自己在做的事情吗？我总是有想知道，比如说你去 hiking， 你去徒步的时候，当你找不到来回的路的时候，你那个时候会不会很想知道你的哪条路你是可以回去的？
Maybe by reading this, something like this and something from it on a consistent basis, you can learn what it means because you're ready to get back on the path because you've just wandered around. I'm going to ask you a question today.Here's an aside. Are you happy? Isn't that just an easy question? Are you really, honestly happy?
现在的问题是你真的快乐吗？
People are just going through the motions because they're wanting certain things to happen and they're going to get past this and they aren't really happy.
有很多人他们一直在担心的一些事情，想希望有些事情可以发生而陷入一定的情绪当中。
Just means that every this day is important. Linda and I have got a change of clothes in the pastor's office.
刚才我和我太太一起在牧师的房间在换衣服。
Service and driving 17 hours to Texas. My mother's birthday.
我们准备开17小时去德克萨斯庆祝我妈妈的生日。
She teaches water aerobics to the old people twice a week at the Y. Can you believe that? Still twice a week she teaches water aerobics to the old people.She's turning 94. I just love that in her.
她已经94岁，她一直在教书，教一些老年人的一些生活技能。
And this is a big deal for her. In her life, she loves to play.
她非常喜欢打桥牌。
She goes in, and she just loves to beat the old people.
他一个星期总是要打几次桥牌。他马上就要94了，94岁高龄了。我不想坐下来等着一些事情的发生。今天你真的高兴吗？开心吗？快乐吗？我认为的 是是是。
I told you before, I'm happiest when I'm doing two things.
我很高兴，我非常高兴，在我做两件事的时候。
Crazy game. We do illustrations, you draw them, and the next person has to guess what it is. It was hilarious.
一个人，一个是一个人画，一个人一个人比划，一个人猜。我觉得这个很有意思。
When I'm preaching God's word, when I'm teaching.
另外一个是在我教书的时候，我能够更多的理解上帝的话。我认为我很擅长。谁愿意去教三百页的写三百页的报告？所以说，我想。
And being thoroughly equipped to have a spiritual life. That's where true happiness is, folks. It's a spiritual matter.
所以这些训练到底会装备我们去，与上帝连接我们的灵命生活。上帝把整本圣经都给我们了。圣经为我们提供了我们所需要的工具。
Place on the West Coast, and they have a library down the lobby. You've seen those where they, you know, you take books and leave books at that point. And so I picked up one that caught my eye. The book was obviously old and worn. Yet as I tried to open it, I found the pages hadn't been cut properly, and it couldn't be opened. Here, the book that looked old and worn and used.
因为一次旅行，我在西海岸的一家旅馆发现客厅里有一个旧书库。其中有一本书引起了我的注意，所以我拿出来看。这本书明显非常的老旧。当我翻开它时，我发现书页并没有正确的切割，不能被打开。但这本书非常老旧的书看起来也从来没有被打开过。许多圣经都像这样，它们被用来作为装饰品、家族的传家宝，或作为一种好运气的护身符。但是圣经本来的目的就是一本要被打开的书。这本书与我们日常生活中的普通细节有难以置信的相关性。牧师有时会犯错，把圣经讲得令人觉得乏味无聊。
You're bored with the Bible? Read the Bible. I think it's a sin to bore people. I sit up there and listen to pastors be so academic, I'm asleep.
如果说牧师把这本书把圣经讲得很学术性的话，我也会倒头就睡。
You have talking donkeys? They talk. Come on, you have witches? You have all sorts of things going. You have demon possessions? You have people talking with demons? Folks, it's wow.You ought to read it. It really can be exciting. It tells us.
圣经里面有很多很有意思的内容。
You understand that?
可以让人非常的兴奋，是非常有意思。
Anybody not believe that? Has there ever been a time in history there hasn't been a war or rumor of war? You want to watch the news? I saw last night. I hate, like I tell you, I'm going to stop watching it. 25% chance North Korea is going to do something stupid.
25%的可能性，朝鲜会做一些傻事。我们现在
是，
我们都是人，人本来就是不完美的。
Now, many at this point are skeptical and they protest because everyone has their interpretation of the Bible.
很多人对于圣经质疑，他们抗议说。因为每个人都有对自己对圣经的解释。如果我们将圣经看着像不连贯的一些想法，或者是思想的百科全书，我们就会这么认为。如果只拿一两节经文，他们就很容易说出你让他们说的话。有很多学生问我，为什么圣经有那么多不同的解释？为什么有这么多不同的流派？你的答案是什么？为什么有那么多不同的解释呢？在我们这个教会， 是什么？我们叫我们是怎么样的长老教会？大家也可以发现有真的有不同流派的长老教会，有54种，有54种不同的基督教派。
Why? Those things are scary, and they're not the nice little. There's no nice little snake. No, they're poisonous, and they think they're demonstrating faith by head. No, you're demonstrating dumb. That's a snake, and it's going to bite you.And it's poisonous. You're going to die. You see, and they've read the same Bible I have.
在我去田纳西州的时候，发现有一些基督徒他们在圣经里有一些毒蛇，那我们就觉得这个是一个非常非常没有意义的事情，这个是一个非常危险的事情。
Yeah, this sounds like a pause, doesn't it? Yeah, it is a pause. You need to think about it. Why are there so many different... Well, I can tell you. 50 people.
我可以告诉你们,
I bet you there are 50 different
现在的50个人
scripture that I can read out to you today, just in this house. Why? Because we are different.
因为我们都是不同的，我们不同的背景文化，我们都是人，我们都不是完美的。我相信圣经吗？因为这是我写出来的我的解释，我认为我是对的。
And then some other scholar can come along.
那其他一些学者过来，他们写出他们对圣经的解读，他们也认为他们是对的，每个人都是对的。我认为只有一个解释是对的，那就是上帝的解释。
That's not logical, that's me. It's the truth. And so that's why sometimes.
这是为什么？有时候。
That's why you have differences of opinions.
我们会有不同的意思。不同体系的认识。大家记得在花园当中的原罪吗？男人的对男人的一些定义是认为他们一直控制女性，一直有控制欲，一直是一个有权威的一个角色。所以我们看到真的对圣经的理解有非常各种不同的解释和流派。
Came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, thank goodness, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by, and here's the key, the Holy Spirit leading you. There's the truth. That's healing. That's relevant. So here we're
introducing a
term for the Bible. It's called prophecy. Now, most of you would think about prophecy as prediction for the future. Well,God revealing things that we couldn't figure out on our own is what really prophecy is all about. Prediction can be a part of it, but the focus is primarily on God revealing himself. So this is a prophetic book. God reveals himself.
我们认为预言是对未来的预测，但圣经的预言就是指神揭露我们无法靠自己想到或想通的一些东西。
Now, some biblical translations render all of this, there's private interpretations. I really don't want to get into that.But what we can do is make the Bible say whatever we think we want it to. Now, that's a long teaching lesson, and I was.
未来的事件可能会包括在预言之内，但预言的重点是上帝显露自己。
But it has to do with we try to read into. Do you know the difference between exegetical and eisegetical principles of teaching? One is where you expound on what the word says; the other, you're reading into what the word says, and there's all sorts of things going on. But let me go on to our next concept. Since God's spoken through the Bible, it's important for us to listen to His message.
因为上帝已经通过圣经讲话了，所以我们重要的行动就是要倾听里面的信息。在美国内战之前，相信奴隶制的人们已用圣经中的点点滴滴来试图证明自己的罪恶是正确的。他们选出圣经的片段用来试图辩称他们参与奴隶制是合理的。他们就选择圣经当中一些对自己的观点有益的信息来证明他们自己的立场。他们不让圣经自行的厘清道理。每每当我们尝试将自己的想法读入圣经，我们就是在冒着跳过上帝的声音和只听到我们自己的声音的这样的危险。圣经是我们的标准。现在我们在约翰福音17章第17节。真理到底是什么呢？真理是跟事实对应的，与事情相像符合的一些事情。所以一个真实的陈述是一个对应于现实的声明。圣经的一个关键特性就是它的真实性。如果圣经真正是上帝呼吸过的，圣经具有真实性，这个想法就确定了。因为如果上帝是圣经的起源，如果上帝是真实的，那么圣经必定会是真实的。自从上帝通过圣经向我们发表他的真理，圣经就成为了我们厘清真理的最终标准。
Which of course makes the reader the ultimate authority instead of the Bible. So here's the question. Is the Bible really true? Have you not heard people say, well,
我的问题是圣经真的就是真理吗？
What happens when you get into that game is you become the authority of determining what's right and wrong.
因为你往往的情况就是你变成了来决定什么是对的，什么是错的那个人。
People tell me the Bible is full of contradictions, and I ask them which contradiction bothers them most. Now, undoubtedly, there are difficult passages in the Bible, but a careful reader can see how these passages harmonize, work together, and at no place does the Bible really, in my opinion, really contradicts itself, especially in when you.
但每当有人告诉我圣经充满了矛盾，我问他们哪个矛盾是对他们造成最严重的困扰。圣经中毫无疑问有一些困难的段落，但仔细的读者也可以看到这些段落能够如何协调一致。圣经的任何地方都不会违背现代科学和历史的发现。他们圣经没有告诉我们怎么样能够在各个领域都成为专家。上帝给了你一个思想的思维，你可以读书，你可以想，你可以思考。我们现在人认为我们的一些真理都是从科学当中发现的。
I've been studying the postmodern era, postmodernism.
我一直在学这个后现代主义。
You were in it. Because if you notice that with all the advancements in technology, knowledge, our modern societies have not gotten better and better. They are more comfortable, you have more conveniences of life, better communication.
现在我们的科技使人类的生活。
Man better.
使现在的生活变得 很便捷，非常的方便，但是它没有让我们人类变得更好。在现代社会当中，对整个世界 这还是在人们之间相互残杀。比如说第二次世界大战之后，我们的科技不断的进步，我们的各种军备竞赛仍然让的目的仍然是大家想，大家实在仍然想毁灭 对方。我们人类并没有通过科技的进步而变成更好的人。我们科技的发展，我个人来讲，我是非常喜欢的。我难以想象我住在一个房子里面没有空调。这些让我成为一个更舒适的人，但是并没有让我成为一个更好的人。人类并没有因此而改变。我们已经开始了后现代时代。这个新时代的事情没有意义，事情是不符合逻辑的词语已经失去了它的意义。我们现在的一个后现代的这样的一个社会，有提到这个解构主义，每个人都在做自己认为正确的事情，各自决定是非，那么我们叫这个叫做相对主义。
That means there's no essential right or wrong. Everything is relative according to.
所以说，这个主义的这个相对主义的意思就是，没有什么事情真正的是真的、对的，没有什么事情是绝对的错。
Relativism. Everything can just simply be relative. So what I think is good isn't necessarily what you think is good, or what I think is wrong.
所以说，所有的事情都是相对的。如果我认为这个是对的，那这个就是对的。
We're doing everything in self-determination that's right in our own eyes. The Bible touches on error.
所以说，我们在决定任何、判断任何事的时候，都是基于自己的观点和想法。
But folks, it wasn't written to be a science book. So we get all caught up in the.
这使得圣经成为基督徒真正的最终权威的标准。圣经涉及到科学和历史的领域，实实在在地谈论这些事情，但它没有通过写科学书的方法写下来。它的目的是讲出有关认识上帝和认识上帝之道的真理。综上所述，这些都让圣经成为基督徒真正的、最终的标准，来评判什么是真理。下一个，圣经改变了我们。虽然圣经向我们揭示了神的真理，但主要目的不仅仅是教育我们。现在来看希伯来书第四章第十二节，上帝的道是活泼的，是有功效的。除了圣经和预言之外，我们还会遇到另一个描述圣经的说法，就是关于上帝的话或上帝讲的话。其实我们的圣经是用墨水印出来的，希伯来书的作者说上帝的话也是活生生的、活跃的。这意味着每当一个人阅读圣经时，有一种动态的能量在同步运作，也就是说活着的上帝同时在积极主动的透过圣经来影响我们的生活。
So what I did, I went back and everything started putting down, okay, if you're asking about heaven, what do you mean? This definition, this, and I listed out 8 different definitions, which ones you're talking about. And I did all acting. There was no joy in that. You see, I can approach this academically like the best of them. The challenge is, is to know that it's living and active. It's not just words on a page. The Bible is described as a sharp, double-edged sword, and that's what it does, folks. If you really read it, it cuts through a lot of things.
圣经被描述为一把尖锐的双刃剑，其重点在于它能够穿入我们的生活与生命。
Now, Christian faith is not merely a set of ideas. Being a Christian is not just merely spouting off doctrines or reciting creeds. I hate it when people do. You can just spout off things in the Bible and not believe anything about it. And like I told you, I knew that my friend that had that young man that could preach every Sunday and be very knowledgeable about the Bible and not believe a word of it.
我非常痛恨一些人，他们对圣经了解非常多，有很多的知识，关于圣经的知识，但是他其实他对圣经当中任何一句话他都不相信。
You can read a verse this year, and next year read it, and if you've grown in Christ, it's going to say something totally new to you. Touch your heart.
在这一年你读完圣经后，下一年再读的时候，你会发现圣经当中有一些话对你来讲是完全像是新的一样，你会有新的理解。
Through some of the tough times we go through, through prayer, through interaction with each other, through worshiping together in this house, and I tell you, again, it's a joy to come here. It always is for me.Because we're worshiping the same God together. But the Bible is central to what our transformation needs to be in the image of God. It's a primary means that God uses to penetrate our hearts. Not a pastor up here. Folks, I'm not good enough to do that. It's His Word that does it. Changes our hearts. It helps us truly to sort out our thoughts, our intentions, and our motives. So if you don't want to be transformed,Don't want to be changed. Don't read this.
灵魂和精神、关节和骨髓。
Question: Are you all really happy? Wow, are you happy? I hope.
首先又回到我们之前的问题：你真的感到幸福吗？感到快乐吗
？Is life? Is there joy in life to you? If not, you need to be transformed. This house is a place of transformation. Now we've gone quite rapidly through these things today, and frankly, I spent weeks.In the college course I teach, just on a small portion of what we talked about today. I spent an entire term on postmodernism. Boy, don't you know that's boring. No, that's really great.
我在我教书的学校里面，我教了很大的很长的一个章节，是关于后现代主义的章节。
We just live longer. That's good. I like that.And so, what we've done is define what the Bible is, what Christians believe that God gave us in the Bible, and that He's spoken through the Bible and revealed His truth. For most of us, I suspect the real struggle actually comes in living and believing that this is true. By actually listening to the message, by holding up this as a standard. So I ask you today, is this your standard?
我一直把圣经当作我的标准。我先来问大家，你们认为它是一个真的是标准吗？我在六十岁的时候看过一个电影。
Oh my goodness, a lot of you weren't born. I'm looking at you, you're already born then. I saw a movie. It was called The Day After.
我这电影的名字叫做后裔。今天以后 ，day after， 这个电影当中讲现的是人们残杀对方，为了一些食物和为了一些水。但是在电影当中，人们的希望都源于圣经。让我们来一起敬拜，一起赞美我们的主，让上帝帮助改变你自己。我们一起祷告。亲爱的上帝，真的是一个非常快乐的时间，能够在你里面。我们知道你已经给了我们很多的真理，给我们。我们能做的就是 相信你给我们的这样一些话语，求您帮助我们知道什么是真正的快乐，保守我们的生命，保守我们的生活，保守我们的心灵，在你里面，阿门。